Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Previously, we discussed the name of Allah Al-Azim, the most exalted and mighty. We explained that Allah's being exalted is permanent, it's definite, it's not dependent on the obedience of His creation or the praise of His creation. Unlike the rulers of this world, they depend on their subjects to be able to remain on the top. And that too, it diminishes. It's not complete, it's not perfect to begin with, but whatever it is, it diminishes over a period of time, and the greatest of kings and leaders are toppled and they become disgraced and they languish in prison and they suffer from depression. Whereas Allah's being exalted is permanent. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. And part of recognizing Allah's grandeur, مَالَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا, when Allah says, what is it with you that you do not fear the grandeur of Allah? Fearing the grandeur of Allah means that we don't associate partners with Allah, and that we do not afford respect and love to others like we ought to afford respect and love to Allah. Then we spoke about the billions of stars, the countless galaxies, how they're continuously in motion, how the earth spins around the sun at 60 times the speed of the fastest bullet, how Allah has created the heavens in layers, and there's no cracks, there's no faults, there's no deficiencies. How a baby is formed with trillions of cells and grows into a body and into a soul that can achieve great things. All of this through the grandeur of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Today we discuss the name of Allah, Ash-Shakur, that being who is most appreciative, that being who grants in abundance for a little. Ash-Shakur is so appreciative that even if his servant does small actions, he gives great rewards. وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِرْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا. Allah says, whoever does a virtuous action, we grant him much more. We grant him much more. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cautioned us, لَا تَحْكِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا. Don't deem any action to be small, to be insignificant. وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلِيقٍ. Even if it means you meet your brother with a smiling countenance. Because those who perform minute actions, small actions, can also attain proximity to Allah. They can also attain Jannah. There are famous incidents. The man was on a journey. He was thirsty. He went into the well. He took water. He drank. When he came out, he found a panting dog. A dog that was thirsty, he gave the dog to drink. Small action. In this world, we would think it to be insignificant. It's just a dog. But that was his ticket to Jannah and his ticket to forgiveness. A prostitute saw a dog panting, and she took water with her sock and she gave the dog to drink. And due to this, Allah forgave her. There was a man who passed a branch of a tree which was obstructing the path. And he said, this is obstructing the path of Muslims. Let me remove it. For that, Allah granted him Jannah. And there are many examples where a small action can bring you closer to Allah, can secure your entry into Jannah, can secure your total forgiveness, because Allah is Ash-Shakur. Allah says, when a servant comes to me by one span, I go closer to him by one arm's length. When he comes to me by one arm's length, I go closer to him by two arm's length. When he comes walking to me, I go running to him. Subhanallah. This narration is in Bukhari. Then we learn that no Muslim plants a tree without his receiving the reward of charity for whatever is eaten from that tree, or whatever is stolen from that tree, and whatever someone takes from that tree. When a person falls ill or he goes on a journey, Allah is so appreciative that whatever good you do when you were not on a journey, or when you were not ill, your normal routine and habit, Allah grants you the same reward. You go early to the masjid at the crack of dawn, Allah will prepare for you a special feast in Jannah for every time you went to the masjid at the crack of dawn. Allah is so appreciative that if you intend to do a good deed, but for some reason beyond your control, you don't end up doing it, Allah gives you the full reward. If you end up doing the good deed, minimum 10 rewards, or multiplied up to 700, depending on your sincerity. If you intend to do a good deed, an evil deed, and you change your mind, Allah will reward you with the reward of a good deed, because you changed your mind. And if you end up doing it, then only one sin, and Allah is willing to forgive that sin and replace it with a good deed if you make sincere repentance. So in short, you know, there are multiple ways of attaining closeness to Allah, because Allah is Ash-Shakur. Even if you sincerely ask for martyrdom, Allah will give you the rank of a shaheed even if you pass away on your bed. So at times, if it's fatigue, illness, worry, grief, injury, anxiety, to the extent that the thorn pricks a believer, but if he bears it patiently, then Allah is Ash-Shakur, and Allah will reward him for it. SubhanAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.